defenseman like this, we're very excited about it.
Jim, it's Mike. What did you like about his game? You know, he's 5'11", 176, but what is it you like about his game on the blue line that can translate to the NHL?
I'm sorry, it's kind of loud here in the background. Can you repeat that again?
Sure. What do you like about his game? Because at his size, is it just purely the offensive skill that you like what he brings to the table, or you think he can be a five-on-five defenseman in the league?
Oh, no, he's a highly skilled guy. He's a five-on-five guy. He can play in all situations. I think the way the game's played today, I mean, there's no question the bigger guys always have an advantage because of their reach, but to play to be a good defenseman in the league today, skating's important, and he's a great skater. It's about going back and who gets to the puck first. So we feel confident in his 5-on-5 play, but he's clearly a very special play from an offensive guy, a guy that can really skate, move the puck, shoot the puck. So it'll be a matter of a young guy adjusting to the NHL game, but he's got all the tools to do it.
Hey, Jim, this is Chip.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like Murphy slipped down in this draft? Was size that big a concern, you think?
I'm sorry, why do I think Murphy what?
Why do you think he slipped down the board? Do you think size was that big a concern to a lot of guys, or just the run of forwards at the top?
I don't think there's ever a good answer for that. I think the real answer for it is he came second at a few people's selection. And you can go with last year to Fowler. I mean, everybody thought Fowler, you know, at one point in time, Fowler was right at number one, you know, prior to that draft. And then, you know, when it came draft time, I think he was in the top three or four. He slips to 12. It's just a matter of you go through a lot of teams and you're the second guy on their list. There's somebody else one ahead of them, and then they just keep slipping. I don't think it has anything to do with the size.
Jim, obviously it's been a while since you drafted the defenseman. Was that a decision based on this guy being someone you really liked, or the adding a top prospect in the system? What was the criteria there?
No, I mean, I can say that, you know, on our list that we had one or two forwards ahead of them that if they slipped to us, that you know, we would have possibly taken a forward. It wasn't about just targeting a defenseman, but on our list we had Ryan rated much, much higher than the 12th selection, and so not only did he slip on Central's list, he slipped quite a ways down on where we had him rated.
Jim, this is Corey from Kane's Country. What do you think his estimated time of arrival would be in the NHL? As an 18-year-old, do you think he can compete next year? You see him a couple years out?
That's a tough call. It's all about strength and conditioning and being prepared to play at that level at a high tempo. Estimated time of arrival will be training camp, and then it'll be where he goes from there. But we will certainly keep the door open to give him an opportunity if he's ready to make our team this year. And if he needs another year, that's okay. But you know, we're on a movement where we're trying to get as many good young players as we can, and we just picked up another good one.
Jim, how much did scouting last year, Jeff Skinner, you guys get a chance to keep tabs on Ryan and maybe make this decision easier?
Well, you know, we have Tony, our head scout that makes the decision, lives right there in the Kitchener area, so he gets to see him play a lot. All our scouts got to see him play a lot. I did ask Jeff Skinner at one point a month or so ago about Ryan, and he gave me thumbs up on him as a teammate. Certainly the fact that Kitchener is right in that area where Tony is, we really get to see him a lot.
All right, Jim, I think we're good here.
Okay, real good. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.